I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth visits a mushroom farm in Chatham.
I'm standing in a plastic greenhouse with Wesley Price, mushroom fanatic and business manager of Nantucket Mushrooms, which recently moved to Chatham. There's water dripping on our heads, and the temperature inside the space is a comfortable 58 degrees with 85% humidity. The 30 by 100-foot greenhouse is lined with grow tables stacked one on top of another. And on every surface are wood blocks inoculated with something called mycelium.
Mycelium is made up of individual cells called hypha, and when you have two of those cells together, it's called hyphae, and when many of those cells start to grow out, we call it mycelium. And that is the sort of basis for what we do here. We expand mycelium onto many different substrates with many different species and attempt to make that mycelium produce mushrooms.
How well this works depends on a lot of factors. Instead of buying spawn, the farm produces their own mycelium using spores or tissue culture. They have to do it in a sterile lab so that other spores don't contaminate the strains of fungi they're trying to reproduce. Once they get the mycelium for the species they want, they take these and inoculate them into different growing mediums depending on the type of mushroom they're trying to grow.
So we grow different species of wood-degrading fungi on wood chips. Certain types of fungi degrade the lignin, and certain types degrade the cellulose. Some can do both.
Lignin and cellulose are both large molecules that make up different parts of the cell walls of woody plants. Mushrooms produce different enzymes to break these molecules down, and then they can use them to grow. For instance, oyster mushrooms and shiitakes degrade lignin, and other species like chicken of the woods degrade cellulose.
So what we'll do is we'll grow a species on that degrades lignin on the blocks, and we'll fruit them two or three times, and we'll take the blocks, we'll dry them out, and we'll reuse them with a species that degrades cellulose so they can get the most out of our substrates.
Two species of mushrooms the farm grows, white and brown oyster mushrooms, are grown on regular straw, but the majority do best on the wood chip blocks Wesley is describing. Once a block's been inoculated with mycelium, it's wrapped in plastic to keep the fungi moist and set aside until it's time to start growing.
The process for a block, depending on the species, that's already fruited once, so this is called the second flush. Every time the block fruits, we call it a flush. This is the second flush. After the first flush, we harvest the mushrooms, we tape the bag up, we turn them upside down, and we let it rest for 10 days. So the mycelium needs to rest. Like any organism, it has to go through a resting stage. So it rests for about 10 days. We look very closely at the bottom of the bag once it's flipped upside down to look for more primordia, which are the very, very small mushrooms forming. And as we see those primordia forming, we'll take the bags back, flip them over, open them up again, and allow the air and moisture and potentially soak the block if it's too dry and allow the mushrooms to fruit again.
Depending on the species, Wesley opens the tops of the bags to encourage growth upward or cuts slits in the sides of the bags for mushrooms that prefer to grow out horizontally. King oysters, beautiful mushrooms with mottled brown caps and long white stems, grow out both the tops and the sides of their bags. Wesley and farm manager Troy Janis, pick up a wood block so I can take a look.
These are the primordia of our king oyster. King
right
oysters,
there,
oh yeah, wow, beautiful. This is what the king oyster looks like. This is, they, four or five, what do we grow this thing, 6 months out of the year, I think. You can't grow it when it gets too hot.
Right.
This is probably the last batch of kings we'll do because the temperatures are going to be too hot to work with them. So we're trying to grow with the seasons here to reduce our heating and cooling requirements of our greenhouse.
As spring approaches, Wesley and Troy will stick with heat-tolerant mushrooms like elm oysters, lion's manes, and shiitakes, and also grow a few heat-loving species like golden and pink oysters. When I asked Wesley how he got into mushroom farming, he laughed and said he gets that question a lot.
I started out trying to figure out how the world works, I guess, and was very interested in organic gardening when I was young, and sustainable communities, ecological communities, and then sort of just the natural progression of trying to understand how everything's interconnected led me to fungi as being one of the major players in ecology. They're fun to play with.
These days, Wesley's experimenting with 22 different species of edible and medicinal mushrooms. His passion has turned into a job and has gotten a little bit more complicated. But as he says, fungi are still fun to play with. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Next week, Elspeth will talk mushrooms with Wesley Price again, this time about those 22 varieties he's growing and how they're used in cooking and medicine. You can see pictures of the king oyster mushroom mentioned in this piece at our website, capeandislands.org. You'll also find a link there to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. This show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.